Our challenge this year is to encourage more WILL listeners to become WILL supporters, so we are asking you to help us build a member match fund to kick off our fall pledge campaign with a Power Hour Thursday, October the 16th. And by giving early, you will encourage others to follow your lead and keep the pledge drive efficient. So send us a check to WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, 61801, or give online at willpledge.org. Thank you. And now it's time for our opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 770, down 4 on the open. March, 791, down 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 734, down 3.75 on the open. March, 752, down 5.75. July, 778, down 4.25 on the open. December corn opened at 551, down 7.5 on the open. March, 569, down 7.25. May, 581.5, down 5.75. July, 589, down 7.5. December, 596, unchanged on the open. November beans opened at 11.88, down 17 on the open. January, 1201, down 21. March, 1220, down 16.5. November of 2009, 1190, down 4.5 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 322, down 130 on the open. December, 325.50, down 250. October soybean oil opened at 48.54, down 101 on the open. December, 49, down 103. October live cattle opened at 102.10, down 35 on the open. September feeders, 107.90, down 25. October lean hogs, 68.25, down 40 on the open. And February pork bellies, 94.50, up 77.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Looks like a little bit of profit-taking in the soybeans this morning.
You know, the early thing out of the bell, of course, a little bit of profit-taking. We're looking down at the idea that when we walked in this morning, crude was down over $2. The dollar, not even a good dead cat bounce, and gold being down early this morning. And, you know, we've recovered from what they were early this morning, and we are seeing a little bit of positiveness here in the corn market now. So, all in all, you know, we're still just very, very, very confused with everything that the government's doing and what Congress will do to it before they push it on through. And I think, you know, the stock market and all the financial things have really been an overbearing situation for the grain markets last couple of days.
Well, on the Hill this morning, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson told the Senate Banking Commission that quick passage of the administration's legislation is, quote, the single most effective thing we can do to help homeowners, the American people, and to stimulate our economy. But that hasn't sit well with even GOP lawmakers. The Bush administration, of course, putting out the plan. You had Richard Shelby, who is the senator from Alabama and the panel's senior Republican, saying, I've long opposed government bailouts for individuals and corporations alike, and that he's not in favor of the plan. There's no credible assurances, he says, that the plan will work. And so we're already having bickering on the Capitol Hill about the $700 billion bailout or relief package, depending upon your point of view. What do you think the shakeout of all this will be by the end of the week?
Well, David, you know, you can't be sure, but we think there will be something passed. We are just scared that it can get watered down, and we're also scared that there will be some pork barrel items added in here instead of just probably some good thought. It will also be hammered around for a day or two out of the respect that It is an election year, and some people are just going to want to be heard and try to say the right thing for their election in their state area that way. But, you know, we're not sure about it. We don't like the idea of bailing out people that made wrong decisions, bad financial decisions that way. We're just wondering if maybe this time there are more people that would be hurt than those that made the decisions, and we would hurt too many of our population from not helping if we do this. And it's a very, very hard decision, and maybe I'm glad I'm not one of those having to vote on it, because I also sort of think that there's some people that should burn on these deals, because I never did understand why they continued to buy up bad loans.
Is the implications of this plan hyperinflation?
In my world, it is. That's what we saw yesterday when we saw the beans hop like they did, the crude oil hop like it did, and also the dollar go down like it did. And I think that the dollar, you know, under 78 cents, and maybe, you know, in the low 70s before the year's over, if this does all go through, Dave. And I think that's one of the reasons that we're probably a little bit longer term friendly, the corn and the beans, is because of the inflation factor of this. You know, we just don't have that much spare money. We're going to have to print some.
What a difference just 2 weeks makes, Wayne. 2 weeks ago, we had investment banks. And as I look at the number today, the number is zero. There are no U.S. investment banks left. They're all going to the commercial banking and tighter regulation model. And with that, one begins to wonder about what will happen to index funds and trading funds and hedge funds.
Well, that's a very, very good question. They seem to be alive and healthy yesterday buying some things. You know, will they continue? What sort of standards will be put on them? And as we look at things, we would have to think there would be a little more regulation in the future of some sort of things as long and quite as big as we've seen in the past. We are talking, though, along the way, as you said, Dave, and are we going to be looking at some inflationary factors that go along with this? And that will cause there's still going to be some funds that are out there that are well-financed that don't have to rely on the investment banks to be there. So, and I do think, you know, the Goldman Sachs fund is probably very well intact yet.
As I look at the package, based on my reading off the web, it doesn't look like it brings market capitalization relief to the banks right away. So it looks to me like there's another wave of problems down the road.
I don't think anybody has the answers to this problem here, Dave. And if they do, they're keeping it a good secret. You know, I don't know myself if I could, if I were supreme ruler of the world here right now, if I could straighten out this economy overnight. So I think there's some long, painful steps that have to happen. And we are going to, you know, we're going to have to admit we're in a recession, and we're going to have to suffer a little bit of inflation probably to get over what we have.
All right, let's put that aside, and we'll probably take it up again this afternoon after we hear more from Ben Bernanke and the Republicans on Capitol Hill who are putting forth the plan, and try to at least sort out a little bit on the commodity grain side. And as one of the things that happened while I was gone was the insurance rate for hard red winter wheat was set at 877 last week. That's a pretty attractive level, and makes me wonder if wheat planters will go ahead this year.
Well, that is a very good number to insure. You know, we've been talking about and went on and on all summer and spring, or spring and summer, about the convergence problems with wheat, and it does have a lot of the wheat farmers still concerned about the idea of where would my real basis be once it comes along. But that's still, even with a $2 basis, gives you over $6 wheat price. And a lot of people, I think, will highly consider keeping a little more wheat in their rotation than what they might have.
And will soybeans and corn then lose to wheat a little bit? Are we already gearing up for that big, huge battle that we've been talking about at these fall meetings about acreage battle for corn, wheat, and beans?
Oh, there's definitely going to be a battle for all the different things that way. Dave, I mean, number one, if we can hold a little more in wheat acres than what they were expecting, number one. Number two, Informa said that we might lose 1.7 million acres of beans to corn in one of their papers they put out yesterday with some of their announcements, their thoughts. So definitely a big battle for the acreage for the numbers that we need for next year, and it's going to be an ongoing thing looking as we go ahead. We're also looking at what is South America actually going to be planning as we come on here, and will they add the acreage that we'd like them to add, or will these increased fertilizer costs and seed costs keep them from expanding their acreage at the rate that we would hope they would?
And what about the meltdown in the U.S. dollar? Does that affect Brazil too?
You know, that affects the world. So, yes, that's also, you know, a very big thing. But there again, if we can get some inflation because they price a lot of things on dollars, like I say, it's going to be a big question mark to see what South America does get planted.
We'll talk to you again this afternoon, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. The current tick on prices, December wheat now at $7.75. up one at the Board of Trade, December at 743, up 5.25. The March wheat at 752, down 5.75. December corn, 558, down a half. March, 576, down a quarter. July, 599, up 2.5. November beans, 1197.5, down 7.5. January, 1212, down 10. March at 12.26, down 10.5. October soybean meal, 3.25, up 170. October soybean oil, 48.31, down 124. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.